जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय
Today, Prabhu wants to know whether he would speak, let's say, for 45 minutes, or he speaks for a lesser time, for half an hour, and then takes questions. What is your an answer's question? So, what do you think is? What?
That doctor is not there.
45 minutes talk. Okay. Prabhu has two programs after this program.
After this program, I have two other programs.
Hey, Babu.
I want some questions to be asked.
So Prabhuji prefers some questions to be asked. So yeah, Prabhuji, can do it that way. If you can.
Otherwise, speak. I don't know whether you understood everything or you understood nothing or something. So by asking questions, that will be really nice. Hare Krishna. No, Jai Radhavan, no? Do we have to quickly? You didn't sing. When class is delayed, you should finish the other one.
Thank you.
Nirvishesha Shungabani Paschata Vishatani Pancha Kalpatadu Pascha Vipasintu Parevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Tadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Dorajishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Bhagavata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kalti Vatalam Kumbhulam Kategori Kattipatam Vande Shri Krishna Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Isharam Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimadriya Jai Pataka Swamiti Namani Namacharya Padaya Nidai Kipa Bhutaya Ne Gaurat Prathamadaya Namadaya Namadaya Hare Krishna Thank you for tolerating the coffee jam Those who have gone through that That's why we are late for the program. And today is the last day for the lecture series. So I thought there will be longer time today, but after this I have to go for two other programs. So we will limit our discussion up to 9:45. So I will speak something. Then I expect from you, you ask some questions. So yesterday we were discussing about different kinds of tolerances and I hope you remember the four categories of tolerances. Try to search your memory, not the notebook. How many of you can remember? Four categories? 1, 2, 3, 4. Only 4, percentage is low. 5, 6, 7. I may check also, okay? Who will tell? Yes. Tell me. 4. Second is? Good. So we discussed the concept and we discussed some philosophy behind it. But we like to see the examples that will motivate us that yes, whatever quality has been discussed, that can be practiced in our life also. Hope is there. So Srila Haridas Thakur is the person Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose to show the quality of tolerance. So we discussed before that Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma, our Lord Brahma is 50 years old now. I discussed other day, Golden Jubilee is done. 50 years, one day is going on now. And every day of Brahma, Lord Krishna appears and performs his Vrindavan pastimes. So, last after Shuddha. Krishna came and performed his first time with the cowherd boys. And by seeing that, because Krishna's first times are little unusual by nature, Brahma could not understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because his pastimes are little not so traditional pastimes. So by doing that, he stole the caps and cowherd boys to check that whether he is God or not. But doing that, he, after some time, when Krishna manifested himself as cowherd boy in caps, Brahma realized that again he has done the mistake. Many times he has done it, again he has done it. And he was thinking that again Krishna will come in Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and again I will do the same mistake. Why I am doing this mistake? Because I am having a high position. Because Brahma is the highest living entity and he is staying in a very nice building, not nice building, nice planet in Satyaloka, topmost planet. And duration of Brahma's life is also very amazing. One day of Brahma, 12 hours of Brahma is equal to 1000 Chaturyugas. You cannot think. And Chaturyuga means 43,20,000 years. It's one Chaturyuga. And when it is multiplied by 1000 times, that is one day of Brahma. And if you multiply it by 2, it becomes 24 hours of Brahma. Then 30 days is 1 month. Then 12 months a year. Then 100 years he lives. So it's 311 trillion and 40 billion years Brahma lives. It's too much for us, no, to understand how it is possible. But that Brahma, his duration of life is one breathing of Mahavishnu. Just breathes. Very inconceivable, but we like to become God. To understand this is very, very difficult. One breathing of Mahavishnu is the duration of Brahma. When Mahavishnu breathes out, material nature manifests. And when he takes the breathing in, then material nature is again dissolved. So in between, 100 years of Brahma is there. So, what kind of breathing Mahavishnu takes? Very difficult for us to understand. This is inconceivable time factor. And this Mahavishnu is coming from whom? Mahasankarshan. And Mahasankarshan is coming from Balaram. And Balaram is coming from Krishna. So, you can understand the eternity. What is eternity and what is the time factor in this material world? To get some idea, in this world we are all governed by time, we are all controlled by time factor, and that's why we are very helpless. Generally time has three aspects, past, present and future. But in material world, actually if you analyze properly, there is no present. Present is like a fraction of a moment that transforms the future into past. That's it. Right or wrong? But we have to hold that. Or be present, be present. It cannot be present. Because time goes like this. So that's why we have a problem. Everything is temporary because of the influence of time. But in spiritual world, time factor doesn't work. It doesn't mean there is no time, but time acts in a very different way. There is no past, There is no future. How is possible? We cannot understand this. How everything can be eternal? We always say now, Krishna and ourselves, we are eternally there. For us, everything should have a beginning and everything should have an end. But in the spiritual world, there is no concept of beginning and end. By this time factor, we can understand a little bit about the eternity. So whatever, this Brahma, he thought, because I am in a very high position, we always think we are in a high position, but we are very, very insignificant. Brahma is also a living entity. It is explained, if you can perform perfectly Varnashram Dharma for 100 lifetimes, you can become Brahma. So, whatever, because of the material nature, whatever position we have in this world, we think, I am great. I am very big. So that is the main problem, and Brahma realized that. And Brahma approached Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Dham, please bless me, so that I don't have this problem when you perform pastimes in Navadvip Dham. Then by the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the Thakur got the benediction. He said, because you want to take a humble position, from the very birth you will be in a humble position. You will take birth in a low family. You will take birth in a Mitsa family. And because you are not Hindu and you are not other caste, so you will be rejected by both the people. Nobody will accept you. And by that you will become very humble. And in Kali Yuga, by the process of the self-realization is chanting of the holy name. And you chant 300,000 names per day. I explained that way. 192 rounds. If we propagate now, in order to be initiated, you have to chant 192 rounds. You will not get any Guru Ashray in Mathura, I think, right? Impossible. What to talk about 192 rounds? Mahaprabhu started 64 rounds for everybody. Mahaprabhu used to say, those who do not chant 64 rounds, I don't take food by him. 64 rounds. It went up to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, he thought, if you give this 64, it will be very difficult, because the little people is governed by mode of passion and ignorance. To chant so many rounds needs a lot of goodness. And we don't have that quality. That's why Prabhupada said, chant at least 16 rounds. And rest of the time be engaged in devotional service. But Prabhupada said 16 rounds at least, minimum. But somehow other, we take it in a very nice way, maximum 16 rounds. So if we achieve that level, perfection of life is achieved. We have come to 16 rounds. But Prabhupada said there is minimum rounds. More there is no harm. However, Haridas Thakur was benedicted to chant 192 rounds every day. So he took birth before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth. And Chaitanya and he was in a place, now it is in Bangladesh, and he was chanting 192 rounds every day. And he became very, very famous because Haridas Thakur was a very pure, saintly person. And by seeing him, by seeing his character, by his lifestyle, people used to be attracted. And there was a very envious man, his name was Ramchandra Khan. Ramchandra Khan wanted to destroy the image of Harihasta. So what he did? He organized one beautiful looking prostitute. And he told her, please go and try to attract Harihasta. And when you'll be attracted, then we'll also send some army and they will catch him and expose him. In that way, the reputation of Harihasta Thakur will be ruined. And that was the plan of Ramchandra. So, he was chanting round, but that lady said, better I go alone, don't send the army now. So I'll try alone, when he'll be captivated by me, then you can send the army. He said, okay. So she went and she started approaching Harihasta Thakur. Harihasta Thakur was chanting in the evening in the forest because nothing was there. Then she said, my dear Harihasta Thakur, you are very young, handsome, beautiful looking. By looking at you, which lady can control herself? So I have a great desire that let us be united this evening and enjoy. Harihasta Thakur, hearing that, very peacefully heard this proposal. And he said, that is a good proposal, but I can fulfill your desire, but I have one other duty to perform. I have taken a vow to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra for certain number of rounds. As soon as I finish this, I definitely fulfill your desire. Please wait. So Harihasta Thakur was chanting. Started chanting. Night was over. Then this lady got very upset. And she begged forgiveness from her. Please forgive me. I could not finish my rounds. So please come tomorrow. Definitely I will fulfill your desire. So next night, she came. Again, whole night, Harihasta Thakur was chanting and she was waiting. Then, Harihasta Thakur really felt very bad. He said, I could not fulfill your desire. Next night, definitely, I fulfill your desire. Then the third night, that lady came. And because she was hearing the chanting of Harihasta Thakur for two nights, her heart started changing. And third night, when she came, almost she was little bit transformed. At the end of the third night, she completely transformed and surrendered at the lotus feet of Harihasta Thakur. And she disclosed that Ramchandra Khan sent me. So Harihasta Thakur told her that I already knew this. I wanted to leave this place because Ramchandra Khan is very envious of me. So I wanted to leave this place. But because I had a desire to deliver you, that's why I stayed three nights so that I could deliver you. So now, whatever money you have, you donate, live a simple life, and stay here and chant every day 300 times names, and in that way you will be perfected. And Harihasta Thakur initiated her and she started chanting. But because of Ramchandra Khan offended Harihasta Thakur, the whole village including Ramchandra Khan got destroyed. So by this you can understand, when you offend a very advanced devotee, not only you get the reaction, the whole village or whole town get the reaction. Very dangerous. And by this pastime, Harihasta Thakur is setting an example of tolerance of lusty desires. High level of tolerance. Vajamil, he was a learned Brahmana. He knew Kamesha Pradesha Rajaguna Samudbhav. He knew this sloka. He knew everything. But as soon as he saw a sin of a prostitute, he could not control. But here, Haridas Thakur, he did not only see. She was there for 3 nights, ready to offer herself for enjoyment. But nothing could affect her, affect him. Why? Because he took shelter of the Holy Name. If you take complete shelter of the Holy Name, nothing of this material world can affect you. That is the lesson Haridas Thakur is giving to the whole world. A simple Brahmana, Haridas Thakur, a beautiful woman came to seduce him, but no effect to him. Why? How is possible? Because of the potency of the Holy Name of the Lord. So by our own endeavor, we cannot be free from this influence of the lusty desire. Only by taking shelter, that will be possible. Once Srila Prabhupada was telling his disciple that even if I am amongst naked women, I will not be disturbed. It's a very big statement. Then Srila Prabhupada was in Australia and he was praying to the Lord very intensely during Darshanarati. And after Darshan was over, one devotee approached Srila Prabhupada and asked Prabhupada, "What you are praying, Prabhupada?" Srila Prabhupada said, "I was praying to the Lord so that I don't become victim of Maya." Then that one devotee who was there, and Prabhupada told that Maya cannot touch him. Even if he is amongst naked women, he will not be disturbed. He thought this is a little contradictory statement. And he approached Prabhupada. "Prabhupada, you told like that Maya cannot touch you. But you are telling, now you are praying to the Lord so that you don't become victim of Maya. Can you explain?" So Prabhupada said that there is no contradiction between the two statements. Maya cannot touch me. Why Maya cannot touch me? Because I am all the time intensely praying to the Lord so that I don't become victimized by Maya. Because of my sincere prayer to the Lord, Maya cannot touch me. Once His Holiness Subhak Swami Maharaj was with Srila Prabhupada in the morning walk, and he asked Prabhupada, "When this lusty desire will go away from my heart?" Question, big question. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Never." He was a little upset with that. Because you all want to become free from the desire so that we can develop the love of God. But he was not satisfied. After a few days, again, he was with morning walk with Srila Prabhupada. He has the same question. "Prabhupada, how and when we can be free from these lusty desires?" Prabhupada very seriously looked at him and told, "Govinda Ichha." When Lord Govinda, Krishna, will desire, that time our lusty desire will go away. So by this, Srila Prabhupada is setting an example that by our own endeavor only we can be free from this kind of desires. So that can be possible only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. So then Haridas Thakur, he left that place, Benapo, that place was Benapo. From Benapole, he came to Chandrapur. And there was some discussion going on about the glories of the holy name. There was a Brahmana, his name was Gopal Chakravarti. He was too much into Mukti. And Paridas Thakur said, what is the big deal in Mukti? It's nothing in Mukti. And he quoted a verse, Koti Jatma Brahma Kaya Jai Mukti Naya Sudha Matra Nama Vase Sei Mukti Aya. He said that by contemplating on the knowledge for millions of lifetimes, you cannot get Mukti. But only by Nama Bhas, chanting the holy name in clearing stage, you can get that Mukti. What is the big deal in Mukti? And when he heard that, Gopal Chakravarti got very offended because he was a traditional Brahmana. So how you can say that? Mukti is a great thing. So many yogis, ganis do so much austerity to get Mukti. But you are telling only by Nama Bhas you can get Mukti. If it is not true, if it does not become true, your nose will fall. Paridas Thakur took in a very humble way. He said, I am not telling by my own, it is the verdict of the Shastra. Then next day, Paridas Thakur's nose didn't fall, but somehow or other, Gopal Chakravarti got leprosy at the nose and his nose fell apart. That is the effect of offending a great Vaishnava. But Paridas Thakur took a very humble stand. He never reacted because he has the quality of tolerance. Then he came to Fulia. So Fulia, he was staying, Advaita Acharya and Paridas Thakur were good friends. And Advaita Acharya gave a nice cave to Paridas Thakur to chant. And Paridas Thakur used to chant with a snake. A venomous snake was there in that cave. That's the other part of the story. So, somehow or other, Paridas Thakur also became very famous there. Lot of people become followers. Even the Muslims also become followers. Somehow or other, Qazi of that place became very disturbed by this. And he complained to the king. And king called him. He said that you are from our tradition, why you are preaching the tradition of other religion? Why not preach our religion? You are such a nice man. Then there was some dialogue. He said that there is only one religion, one God. They treat God in a different name, different way of worshipping, but God is one. So I am inspired by Paramatma to do this process of serving the Lord, chant by chanting the holy name of the Lord. He said, no, 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 you cannot do that. You have to be punished. And he said, okay, if you want to punish, you punish. But I cannot give up the process of chanting. He said, even if you cut my body into pieces till my last breath, each part of my body will chant the holy name of the Lord. So that is called faith of chanting. So he said, if you cut my body into pieces, each piece of my body will chant the holy name of the Lord. That is called conviction in chanting. Somehow or other, he was supposed to be taken to the prison, and prisoners were waiting to see Paridas Thakur. Because at that time, the prisoners were very nice people. Because if you practice some other religion, they are put into prison. So all good people are in the prison, and bad people are outside. So that's the opposite. So these people were waiting for Paridas Thakur to see because they heard the glories of Paridas Thakur. So when they saw Paridas Thakur, by seeing him, love of God had manifested in their body. And they offered obeisances. And Paridas Thakur said, I bless you, you always remain in this state. They understood that he is blessing that we should always stay in prison. But Prajna Thakur understood that they are not happy with this. Then he said, I am telling that you will be in this state means now you are fully Krishna conscious. You are chanting the holy name of the Lord. You are offering so much respect to the devotee of the Lord. You are in the perfect stage. But I am not sure if you come out of the prison, you can continue with the same level of devotional service. And I heard he also said that you are so lucky that you are realizing that you are in prison. All of us are in prison, but you are not realizing that. But you are realizing. So it's a benediction. So that's why I told, bless you, always be there. So by this, Prajna Thakur established a very high principle of devotional service and chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Then the Qazi told the king, give the punishment. So punishment was given that he will be beaten up in 22 marketplaces. And Prajna Thakur was not affected by that. Then big people came to beat him at 22 marketplaces. They started the beating in the morning and continued till the evening at 22 marketplaces. And they became tired. But Haridas Thakur was not affected at all. He was peacefully chanting the holy name of the Lord. And in the evening, when they became very tired, they told to Haridas Thakur, my dear Haridas Thakur, please die. Because if you don't die, the king will kill us. We will be dead. By hearing that, Haridas Thakur became very merciful. He said, okay, if I am alive, that becomes the cause of your death, I don't want that. So what he did? He immediately entered into Samadhi. And in Samadhi stage, you are like dead person. So they thought, okay, no breathing, no pulse, nothing is happening, so he is dead. So they are very happy. They took him in front of the king and king said, throw him into the river. So he was thrown into the river. But while they are trying to lift him, it was not possible for them to lift. So heavy he became. Very heavy. But he was seeing again they will have problem. Therefore, by his own desire, he became very light. And they took his body and put into the water. And after some time, he came out from the water, chanting the holy name of the Lord. He came to the same place. The people who were within him made him dead. The king, Qazi, all understood that Haridas Thakur is not an ordinary person. And they all of them surrendered. And king said, from now onwards, there is no restriction on you. I understood that you are a great saint. So you can chant, you can do whatever you like, in whatever place. There will not be any restriction or any problem in process of chanting of the holy name. And when he got the reaction like that, so much beating he got. So somebody asked, why you got this suffering? Then Haridas Thakur said, maybe I had some offenses. Some people were committing offenses by criticizing devotees and criticizing the glories of the holy name of the Lord. And I had that. And because of that sin, I have suffered this reaction. So he never gave any blame to anyone. Even if he was beaten up at 22 marketplaces, he never gave any blame. He took the blame on himself. That shows the level of humility he has. And because of that humility, he could tolerate at 22, beating up the 22 marketplaces. And according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, if someone is beaten up at 2-3 marketplaces, they become dead. So much horrible beating. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing Mahaprakash Leela, He told Kalidas, you have written up in 22 marketplaces, but you are not feeling anything. You know why? When these people were beating you at 22 marketplaces, I released my Sudarshan Chakra to kill all of them. But when Sudarshan Chakra was going, because you are intensely praying for the protection of those people, those who are beating you, you are begging for their forgiveness. So therefore my Sudarshan Chakra became very inactive, could not act because of your sincere prayer. So what I could do? My Sudarshan Chakra failed. So I had to put my own body at your back. And I was taking all the beating. You don't believe this? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took out his chadar and everybody saw there is a red mark at the back of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the principle of complete surrender. Krishna has said, those who surrender unto me, I take care of them personally. He does not give this service to anybody else. So people don't realize that, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally exhibited that, that he personally took care of Vrijasthakur. He had so many people to take care, but for his dear devotees, he does not delegate the service. He personally does the service because he is very, very dear to the Lord. 9:45. So I should end here. So there are so many other pastimes of Vrijas Thakur and other associates of Lord Chaitanya where they exhibited high level of tolerance, and that is the inspiration for all of us. We cannot imitate them. We cannot imitate Vrijas Thakur, but we can learn from them what is the meaning of tolerance. Sometimes we say, oh, it's very difficult to tolerate. Heat is very difficult to tolerate in Mathuradas, right? But Vrijas Thakur, the way he tolerated different aspect, this is very, very inspiring for all of us, that there is some hope in our life. If we take shelter of Vrijas Thakur and other great devotees of the Lord, and that is the only way we can achieve success in our spiritual life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Questions? 10 minutes questions, then we will end. Mic is there?
Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you had said that if a great devotee is offended, then the people who are there in the surrounding area, they also have to take the karmic reaction for that. But how is it, and why is it that they have to take up, and they are in no way connected to this karma? Karma means something which we do by action. So why is it that they have to also suffer for that? And is it also possible that if at all somebody is chanting the holy name, then the karma of some other devotee is really not affecting them? Then they are in the same... If we are chanting the holy name, and if somebody in the area has done an offense to a devotee, a great devotee, so because of the chanting of the holy name, is it that the karmic reaction does not affect? How is it?
So, offending a Vaishnava has reactions. Depending on the level of devotee, reactions will be of different degree. Vrijas Thakur is a Mahabhagavat devotee. He is a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. So generally, by the karmic reaction, some people stay together. Just like we belong to your family. is not an accident. By our karma, we belong to a particular family. In the same way, we belong to a particular area is not by accident. It's because of our karma. So therefore, when a particular person of that community offends a great Vaishnava, we get collective reactions. And that is the proof. The whole village was destroyed. Not only Haridas Thakur, it is also in case of Nityananda Prabhu, somebody offended Nityananda Prabhu, and whole village was destroyed. And I want to tell you what to talk about them. That it should be not recorded. I have seen few villagers, few family members all together severely got affected by offending our Guru Maharaj. In early days, ISKCON was stamped as CIA, and because he is from America, some villagers did not allow him to do program in the village. And because of that offense, I have seen this whole family members along with those who are part of the whole scheme very badly. So by that I got the faith. Whatever has been spoken in the Shastra is the reality. So, although you are not part directly, but because by your karma you are part of the whole locality, by the indirect way you are taking the whole karma. So you have to suffer the reaction. That's the part of the karma. Okay? Second, you asked that if you are very sincere, if you are very sincerely taking shelter of the holy name, so definitely, but offenses to the Vaishnavas cannot be counteracted by holy name. That is another problem. Only if the Vaishnava forgives you, then you can be free from that offense. That is the problem. Offending at the holy name can be counteracted by chanting of the holy name. But committing offense at the Vaishnavas cannot be counteracted by chanting of the holy name. You have to go and beg forgiveness. If he does not forgive, again and again, if you sincerely try, you have to repent. Again and again, repenting. And in that repentance, if you chant the holy name of the Lord and pray to the holy name, then you can be free from that offense. That is the process. It's a very dangerous thing. Very subtle and very dangerous. And offending like Haridas Thakur, you get reaction like this. So therefore you have to be very, very careful. You don't know which devotee at what level. So you should be very, very careful in dealing with the Vaishnavas. You should be very careful. And those who are very advanced in Krishna consciousness, they become very, very sensitive how to deal with the devotees. But those who are not so advanced, they become very casual in dealing with the devotees. When you become casual in dealing with the devotees, chance is that there will be problems. Especially Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he used to address his disciples, he used to tell, "I am your servant." He always has that service mode for his disciples also. So when you become very, very careful, then it is safe in our life that we don't commit any offense. But if you become very casual in dealings, then naturally we will end up with many offenses. Hare Krishna. Today ladies are active. Prabhuji, you also should do some justice, okay? After this, we can be here questions from this side.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your nice class. My question is, like, how to remove the a lusty desire from our heart permanently. And you mentioned in your lecture, Srila Prabhupada said, this Govinda Icha, that is for only exalted devotees or only for, he mentioned about whom, like only for that Mataji, how we'll get that Govinda Icha, Govinda's desire, like
Govinda
that?
Govinda's desire, how to get, is up to Krishna, that's not with us, we have to do our part. But when Krishna will desire, we cannot tell Krishna, Krishna, I have done my part, please you desire. We cannot tell that. So when Krishna will desire, is up to him. But till that happens, what we have to do? We have to tolerate. We should not nurture the lusty desire. Even Jamunacharya is praying, when I started releasing different pastimes of Radha and Krishna, when the thought of lusty desire comes into my mind, my face becomes what? Calm in disgust, and I spit on that thought. So by this, we can understand two principles. Even at the level of Jamunacharya, who is a very exalted devotee, for him also lusty desire comes. When it comes, it means it comes. But what is the reaction? That is very, very important. When it comes, he feels disgusted. And he spit on that thought. And Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and he was quoting this verse. And when he said Jamunacharya was spitting on that thought, he also spat in the class. So that shows he is also at that level. We should not limit at that, one spit. But we should, it's an internal feeling that how we are responding to the lusty desires. Till we become Mahabhagavat, till we become that, achieve that level of Govinda Icha, that till that time, that desire will come. But advanced devotee, what he say, does, we have different levels, thinking, feeling, willing and action. Advanced devotee, at that level of thinking, he stops that. But more, less advanced, then after thinking, feeling. And when you nurture more feeling, you start willing. And when you nurture willing, definitely you will end up in thirsty activity. So it's a process, a science. So we have to cut at the level of thinking, but that needs a lot of spiritual support. You have to be backed up by strong sadhana. When you are very strong in your sadhana, then definitely if it comes into your mind, we can easily remove that. And it said, we should kick Mr. Lust away from our heart. We should not give any importance.
So also we should pray to our spiritual master to give us...
Yeah, prayer should continue. Prayer will continue. The Prabhupada has said that why I am not victimized by Maya? Because I am always praying. We have to try our part. At the same time, we helplessly should pray to the Supreme Personality of God. That should be first prayer in the morning, and that should be the last prayer in the evening. All the time we should pray that every time I should become free from this lusty desires. And I was hearing from Bhajapran Guru, Prabhupada said, I cannot remember a moment in my life when I was not Krishna conscious. He was remembering Krishna throughout his whole life. Each moment was Krishna conscious. That is not possible for us, but we should always try to think of Krishna. And when we are always thinking of Krishna, then thinking of lusty desires has no place in our heart. Then when you start feeling that I am not welcome, if one person wants to come to your house, if you every time reject him, then what you will feel? You will feel very much insulted. I am not welcome here. So what he will do? I will not come to you. In the same way, Mr. Lust, he likes to come in our heart. But when you always reject him again and again, then Mr. Lust will feel, I am not welcome here. Please leave the place. And that is the success of our devotional life. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Next. At the back, mic.
Hare Krishna. This regarding the offending the person in Haridas Thakur at that time, who has offended, they are all Muslims and they are not Krishna consciousness bhaktas. So now we are practicing devotee. So which kind of offenses we should careful? Which kind of offenses we can, maybe we may do it like that. So what kind of offenses are there?
There are different levels of offenses. So six kind of offenses are explained, but there are three broad categories: offenses by mind, offenses by words, and offenses by body. Just like we serve the Lord by body, mind and words, we also engage the same thing in the service of Vaishnava offense. We can do that. Mind, if you think bad about by the body, that is offenses by mind. If you talk bad about the devotees, that is offenses by words. When you slap the devotees, hopefully don't kill, but if you slap or physically hurt some devotee, that is called offenses by body. Okay? You should be careful of all these three categories of offenses. There is no reaction of sinful activity done in the mind in Kali Yuga. But offenses has effect. Because when you start thinking bad about a devotee, that does not stay only in the mind. Because whatever you are thinking, that will definitely come in the form of words. Right? Therefore, you have to be very, very careful not to think bad about any devotee. That is the root. When you stop that, then definitely we will not commit offenses by words and not to talk about talking offenses, committing offenses physically. Okay? Hare Krishna. The back.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, offense, how do you define an offense? I mean, is it offense to a false ego or, what exactly? I mean, if there is a conversation between two people and the opposite person has got offended, that is due to his, because of his getting hurt on a false ego, will it be considered an offense or...
That's the nature of this world. You always think how he feels, but what we do, that's very important. Rupa Goswami, he was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That time, Astavakra Muni, one saint having deformed body, was passing through the Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami. And while he was meditating, there was a funny pastime he was remembering. So Radharani came to pluck flowers. And the branch of the tree was little high. And what Krishna did, Krishna by push, he made the branch little low. And Radharani was holding that branch. And as soon as she held that branch, Krishna took away that pressure. And Radharani was hanging. So by seeing that pastime, Rupa Goswami was smiling. But when he was doing that, that Astavakra Muni was passing through. And he thought Rupa Goswami is smiling, seeing his bad body. And he got offended. And Rupa Goswami, as soon as he got offended, Rupa Goswami's meditation broke. and he was trying to meditate again and again, again and again, again and again, not coming. Then he approached Sanatana Goswami, that why is happening, is not coming, my meditation is broken, I am trying again and again, why is not coming? He said, you must have offended devotees. He said, I cannot remember any offenses I have done. He said, what to do now? If you cannot remember, call all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan and feed them. So, all the Vaishnavas are invited. They all came, they served them, served prasadam, everything was taken care of. Even after that, Rupa Goswami was not able to meditate. Because then Sanatana Goswami told him, check who didn't come. Then they found out this Muni didn't come. That is the highest example of offense. But our level is very low level. We are offending left and right. It's very, very difficult to understand you are offending. I am seeing every day I am offending someone. Because we are so low. We don't know how to talk to the devotees. We don't know how to deal with the devotees. We have no culture. Because we are coming from a very nice background. Because Kali Yuga is teaching us how to disrespect others. That is the glory of Kali Yuga. How you can put somebody down. That is the success of our educational system. Who is educated? Who can put somebody down? That is whole modern culture. And with that culture we enter into Hare Krishna movement. And that culture continues. So that is the problem. So therefore we have to change our culture. Krishna consciousness doesn't mean only chanting Hare Krishna. Somebody says, why is the need of culture? Why we have to wear dhoti? Right? It's all in the heart. Is there any need to wear dhoti? No need. But there's a great need. When you play Govinda cricket ground wearing lungi, why there's a need of a dress? Right? Why you don't go to the football ground wearing dhoti? Because each has a particular activity, dress has an impact. When you wear cricket dress, you feel to play cricket. When you play football dress, you feel to play football. You have to go for swimming. You go with saris and all this, then it's not, you don't feel to swim. Because that is not conducive. In the same way, cultural aspect is integral part of spiritual practice. So therefore, we have to learn the culture along with the actual activity of Krishna consciousness. How we talk. Offering, previously, I used to know, in my early days, as soon as I used to get up, our tradition was that offer respect to the parents. We give pranam. That culture is no more there. We give kick to the parents now. Right? That was the culture, giving respect to the... I used to remember, when teacher used to come on the street, if I go by cycle, I used to get down and offer respect. And we smoke in front of the teachers nowadays. So no concept of respect. And people are proud. Those who advanced family, they are very proud if they train together. In my college days, whose aristocratic family? The father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, everybody sit together and drink alcohol, beer and whiskey. That is the greatness. That is called modern society. How we can learn anything from that? So therefore, we have to be very, very sensitive not to offend people. Even if I don't want to offend, but because of something we were offended, we should get forgiven. But what to talk about, I want to offend. Already we are offending, so what to talk about that? Okay? We have to be very, very careful how to deal with that. Because Krishna takes this very seriously. We may take it lightly, devotee may take it lightly, but Krishna never takes it lightly. Very, very important. etiquette plays a very important role in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. We learn now. Any questions are there? Any more questions? Okay. Thank you very much for tolerating me for the last few days and hearing these lectures. And I request all of you, whenever you come to India, please come to my program and please give the opportunity to serve you in whatever way I can. I will come to Sri Ramayana. Thank you. And please forgive me, knowingly or unknowingly, by my action, by my words, if I offended any of you, please forgive me for that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, we are very grateful for your space and Krishna Prabhu.